Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the distinct scent of a deceased loved one returns many times over to let young parents know you're not alone. Also, high school curiosity about a Ouija board leads to 40 years of torment for one person.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Write in your stories at realghoststoriesonline.com or email your audio file to me, Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you really like our program, support it, keep it on the air, become an EPP, extra podcast person on our website, ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month, you get access to all of our advanced episodes of the program as we make them. You also get access to our exclusive EPP bonus episodes every single week. Brand new one of those comes out packed with some of the best ghost stories that we got on there. Tony and Carol Hughes joining you once again. How are you this fine day, Carol?
Hey, I'm pretty good, Tony.
I'm getting excited for Halloween, and one of the biggest questions that that we get on the program here, and I'm glad we just discussed this before we went on the air because it makes for some great talk. we feel like, what are you going to do? Because it's something, you know. Sometimes it's just some really good stories that we found. Sometimes it's something that one of us wrote. So it's been everything. Sometimes it's a bonus episode on the day. But this year, we've talked off the air. I think you've even mentioned it on the air once or twice of a story that you've really wanted to get out and share. So this Halloween, Carol is going to be sharing a very interesting story. Give the 30-second tease of it, if you would.
It's hard to do in 30 seconds.
80 words. This is your copywriting skills coming out here. You got to condense everything into that.
So it has to do with a guy I used to date who was killed suddenly in a car accident. And I was devastated, obviously. And then he came back to me because he needed basically a favor to help me get word to his brother. And that's what was that, like 25 seconds?
Yeah, you're a little bit short on copy there. Got to add put the phone number in twice.
Anyway, no, but that's basically the story. Yep. It was like, I think I've thought since that he, like, You got to listen to this story because it's a long, involved story.
I can tell it's hard just to even like say a little bit because then you kind of got to explain more behind it. But it's going to be a really very interesting episode where we dive into that story.
It's sort of like someone coming to you after they have passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just like a visitation. It was like kind of he moved in for a couple weeks. And so it was kind of an extended communication. And then one night it ended. And I knew when it did. And once in a while I have dreams about him still. But I knew that night, the last time, I'm like, that's my last communication with him. And so to all those people who've had that happen and you think you're going crazy, well, you're not. It happens to, although I might be a little bit crazy, but
it happens a lot,
I think.
Yeah, it does. It does. And so Halloween on the 31st, that's going to be the episode. It's going to be our regular episode. It's not going to be an EPP episode, so everybody can hear it on the 31st. Make sure, I mean, you probably listen to the show anyway every single day of the week, but 31st, that's what you got to look forward to, because I wanted to answer that rather than answer all, like, 200 emails. What's the show going to be on the Halloween? It's like, just stay tuned. We'll tell you. So there you go. And thank you for wanting to share that story, because I think it will be neat. And I'm looking forward
to it. It was a very powerful thing that happened in my life.
Yeah.
And I've spent a lot of time thinking about it over the years and like, what the hell was that? But I know what it was.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that it happened. And it also showed me that it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can be open to that. But I think then, too, once it happened, it's like, man, that's going to happen every time I lose someone who I loved.
Sure.
And it doesn't, not to that extent. But the fact that you'll have to hear the whole story. But I just felt like it was something much bigger
Halloween.
That I could ever really explain.
Halloween, tune in. It'll be a very cool episode. 855-853-4802 is our number. Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's step over to our first caller of the day. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Lee. I just started listening to your podcast maybe a week and a half ago. Some really interesting stories. I don't want to call myself a sensitive. Also, I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I don't want to call myself a sensitive. I think when I was younger, I was hoping that I would be more like that. But the older I get, the more like I don't want to draw things in that I don't know about or that are kind of that are scary. The one experience that I've had is more to do with sleep paralysis. I am a Christian, and so I do definitely believe in, you know, good and evil, but I also don't deny the fact that there could be ghosts and spirits, but that's okay. So again, with the sleep paralysis, last summer, I bought my first place, a condo, and I'm still there today. So I've been there about just over a year and a half. I've had sleep paralysis instances before, but they really kind of came to a head last summer. In the span of about a month or so, I had about three or four instances where I have a two-bedroom condo. It's kind of small, just under 1,000 square feet, my bedroom. But I've always had this fear that because I live alone, someone's kind of break in and come and hurt me. Well, I think whatever these instances were with the sleep paralysis were playing on that very fear, because in the first episode of sleep paralysis last summer, in that time span of a month, I remember, you know, waking up and kind of coming to, my eyes were still closed, but I heard what sounded like someone was doing dishes in my kitchen or like emptying the dishwasher or something. The kitchen's on the first floor. And I'm like, oh my God, someone's in my place. So I get up, I open up my door, and I always keep my bedroom door locked kind of as a last ditch effort in case somebody does break into my place. It'll take them a moment to get into my room. I do have an alarm system and that does work. So I don't know why they'd manage to get up there, but just in case. So I heard someone doing dishes. I get up, go, you know, open up my door, kind of peer downstairs. It's quiet. There's no one down there. So I was like, all right, great. So I think this must have been a few days later. I come to again in the middle of the night. Again, my eyes are still shut, but I'm very aware. And it sounds like somebody, I have one master bathroom that's upstairs right outside my bedroom. I hear the water turning on and off, or it sounds like somebody's running the bathroom sink water. And I was like, oh my God. I come to with, or I'm in a sleep regression. Once I kind of get myself awake, it takes a while, but after some, you know, a lot of strength, I'm able to get myself up out of bed. And this time I didn't investigate. I just kind of woke up and acknowledged that I was having a sleep paralysis episode. I mean, I'm during sleep paralysis, I would never wish this amount of terror on anyone, just to kind of validate that it is actually sleep paralysis. I'm scared. It's very, very real in the moment. So this first time was the dishes. The second time, it's getting close to my room. It's messing with the water in the sink faucet in the master bathroom right outside my bedroom door. I didn't investigate that time. Must have been within, you know, a few days from that second instance. The third one was, this time it sounds like someone in the middle of the night again. I come to, this is always around 3 o'clock in the morning. The third instance was somebody was kind of, it sounded like they were opening and closing my shower curtain. You know how you hear the rings against the rod. And of course I'm listening to it and I'm like, oh my God, I hate this. I don't like the fact that it's playing on my fears. And over time and throughout my life, I've kind of learned to recognize that it is sleep paralysis, no matter how scary it is. So I didn't give it any time of day. I just kind of woke up and made sure I could move. And then I went back to sleep and I was fine. I try not to sleep on my back now because I know I'm a lot more likely to be in sleep paralysis or go and have another thing if I'm on my back. So the fourth time, and this was the fourth episode in 1 month again, right before the fourth episode, I was invited over to my neighbor's house. I'm in a condo unit and I have a unit on either side of me. And the next door neighbors, they invited me over for like a cookout. And I wasn't able to make it to the cookout, but I stopped by for drinks after my plans on that Saturday night. I stopped by and they were talking about the old man who lived in my unit before me. And he had only lived there a year. Long story short, really, really old man. He couldn't even use the stairs. And so there was no reason for him to have a place with stairs. So I think family got involved, moved him into a safer place. But what they told me that night was, you know, we used to hear him on the other side of the wall because our master bedrooms, you know, are on the other side of the wall from each other. They're thick walls, but they said they used to hear him screaming in the middle of the night, which was really terrifying to hear. And I asked why he would scream, and they're like, did he have a night nurse? And they said, no, the nurse would come during the day and take care of him. But in the middle of the night, he would be yelling at somebody, saying something to the effect of, go away, please don't touch me, please don't hurt me, go away. And I was like, oh, that's great. That's really, really encouraging and kind of validating this fear in these episodes that I've been having, that something may be in my place. And I was like, great. These condos were built in the 60s, so I'm not aware of any big thing that's happened. I'm on the condo association board, so I haven't heard of anything. So of course I go to bed. I like just walk back to my place. I'm like, okay, good night guys. And I'm like, great. How am I going to go to sleep tonight? So I somehow go to sleep. And then that same night I have another episode. This is the fourth and I'll say final episode because this time I was just pissed. I don't like my sleep being interrupted. So I come to, but my eyes are still closed and I'm just kind of listening. And remember how I said I keep my door locked? Well, someone coming up the stairs. I can't move. I know that I have control of my eyes, but I decide to keep my eyes shut because I'm like, I want to listen. I don't want to see anything. I hear what sounds like someone opening my door. And then I hear someone come up to the side of my bed. And I was like, oh my God, someone's broken. All I'm thinking is like, now I'm just terrified. I'm thinking somebody's right next to my bed. Someone's about to murder me. And then I feel somebody get up on top of me. And I feel the full pressure and full weight of another person. My eyes are still shut and then nothing. I just feel the weight. And I'm like, at this point, I was obviously just frozen in fear. And I'm like, I'm not going out this way. Like, I was pretty sure I was about to die, whether I was going to be raped or murdered or something. I was like, I'm not going out without seeing this person. I'm not going to be scared like this until the end. So I get myself the courage to open up my eyes, and I do, and nothing's there. the weight's gone, nothing's there. And I look at my door is completely shut. Remember, I thought I locked it, so it wouldn't have even made sense for somebody to come in. After that, when I'm in sleep paralysis, I will pray. Like I said, I am a Christian. I will pray that whatever it is to go away, like in the name of Jesus. And usually after about a long time of praying, usually whatever it is, it'll go away and I'll be able to get myself out of sleep paralysis. This time though, I was pissed. I mean, like I prayed and stuff, but I was like, I had no more patience. I was so mad and angry that they made me feel whatever it was or whatever the presence was made me feel like I was about to die, and had the courage to come up and actually become that invasive in my space. So I just got really pissed and I basically swore the thing off and I said, don't come back, whatever it is, whatever that presence is. And to this day, I'm happy to say it's been about since last summer, and I don't know, I've had moments in the middle of the night where I'm freaked out, where I'll wake up in the 3 o'clock hour, but I just go back to sleep and I brush it off and I don't give it the attention, whatever it is that it feeds on. I mean, I'm still safe and I have my alarm system and I still lock my door, but I think it just angered me to a point where I was like, no, it has no right to be here. I'm not going to let this thing run my life. I really hate my sleep being interrupted. And I'm a good sleeper. So I'm like, for something to be able to ruin that, I'm like, you know, you cross the line. Again, I don't even know if I said my name. My name is Lee. Again, Columbus, Ohio. I really appreciate your show. I do have another story. So if this does get aired and you do find it interesting, I'll probably call in and give another short story.
So what about that story for you takes it over the line from being sleep paralysis to there's something else going on there?
I don't know, because I think the whole thing could be sleep paralysis, because I have had it, like, I couldn't even tell you how many times I've had sleep paralysis.
Sure.
Hundreds. But, I've never really decided what it is. Is it like I'm having a nightmare that I can't wake up from?
Mm-hmm.
But it's so real. It's like, okay, that was my dream. And I know I'm not dreaming now. I know I'm lying here in my bed, but I can't move. And it feels like that. So is that part of your dream? It's just the weirdest place to be, because it's like, what's real, what's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've done just like she's done, where you wake up convinced there is someone standing at the end of your bed, or in her case, on top of her, which would be terrifying. And then you wake up, there's nothing there. So I can never, I don't know what it is. Is it like, is it some weird visitation? And you're in this sleep paralysis state. Is it some kind of nightmare dream? I don't know. I've never been able to figure out what it is.
And it's hard to say.
So if somebody does know, please let me know. I would love to know.
Well, often when we're able to connect something out in reality outside of the sleep paralysis and the experience, you can kind of go, okay, this is impossible for these two things to have happened like this. But I'm not going to argue with someone who's gone through such a traumatic experience to say that it was just sleep paralysis. That's certainly part of it, but is it being triggered? Is it being manipulated by something else? And I don't think we really will know the answer to that with a lot of these cases.
I totally connected with what she was saying.
Sure.
And that's the thing, like, it is absolutely real.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you can't move, you can't open your eyes, you're trying everything you can to move, and you can't. And like this horrible thing's happening, or she's hearing something in her house. Now that I think might be slightly different, the hearing things in her house.
Yeah. When
I think that could have actually been something.
When the two tie in, that's where you kind of go, what's going on here? Thanks for sharing.
But then
that,
when you live by yourself on top of it.
Makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that story and getting that experience out there with us. 855-853-4802, the phone number to call in and share your experience. Or you can write it on the website at realghoststoriesonline.com. com. Let's go over to a letter. It says, first, I want to say thank you for your amazing work. My story, which is a sad one, yet it also can be a happy one. 1 year ago, I lost my granddad in September, which was my life and my world. My partner and I were due to have our little girl being born. My granddad wasn't well, but kept going until he took his last breath 2 weeks before she was born. The night before he took his last breath, we spoke, and he said, he'll see her, and not to worry. He's going to be always around me. And I said it wasn't goodbye, it was a good night, and God bless, and he smiled. I left and had a call at 2 o'clock in the morning from my mom saying granddad wasn't well, and he wanted us there for him. Ended up going, and soon as I get to him, he smiled and said, I love you, and I said it was okay to go. 2 weeks later, my partner and I had a little girl. I had taken 2 weeks off of work and was getting up with her and downstairs when we have windows looking in at the living room, and I see my granddad smiling back at me in an RAF uniform and pointing at our little girl. I cried because he was gone, but I could smell him. Now our little girl is one, and me and her daddy and my granddad had a picture before he passed. And she talks to the picture and points at him constantly. Now I'm happy and I'm at peace. I don't see him anymore, but I smell him. When I'm down, I feel him. It's important for me to tell you this story, as he was my world. I have many, many stories I'd love to tell you, since I used to work in a hospital and I used to be a manager in care, so I've seen lots of unexplained situations that cannot be explained. If you could email me, I'd love to share more with you. Thank you for reading my story. It would be amazing to share more with you. Hope to talk soon, Shane. Yeah, that's truly exactly what it was. It was granddad still being there. What I would be really curious about is maybe a year from now, asking your little girl if she ever plays with granddad, considering you can smell him and sense him, and she seems to be well aware of who this guy is. I'm thinking there's more interaction there, that she's going to have her own story to be sharing with us someday.
And sometime we need to get my sister back on, because her son did that. And I think Chris was like that till he was probably 5 with my dad.
Really?
Yeah. And he would say things, well, it's a long story, but he called my dad Bozo, but he would be like, Bozo said blah, blah, blah. And he would just act like they had a conversation, or it was very matter of fact. And it was kind of, I don't know, maybe it should have been creepy, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't creepy at all. It was kind of reassuring.
Yeah. Did he know your dad when he was alive, or was this just like the story? Okay.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
And he loved my dad.
Yeah.
And, but the weirdest, and I don't know if I told you this before, but we were burying my dad. And it was several months after he died, because he'd been cremated. It was a horrible day. My dad used to reach up and he would rub, like, just kind of tickle behind, like, back of my neck, you know, like, base of my skull, like, you know, play with your hair. Mm-hmm. My dad would always do that to me, just reach over and kind of do that. So it was a really nasty day. I was in the car with him and his brother, and I had that feeling, like, I felt that, the back of my neck. Right then, Chris says, Bozo's here. And I'm like, I looked at him and I go, is he? And he goes, yeah, he's here. It was the weirdest thing, because we're sitting there waiting to bury my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris had no way to know that I'd felt that.
No.
So sometime I need to ask Chris too, how much of that he might remember, if he does at all.
Yeah, that would be interesting, because sometimes kids just seem to, like, you ask a question about, they're like, I don't remember any of that. But sometimes they remember great details of it.
And he was older, you know, because I think he was like 5, maybe 6 when he died. I bet he was about 6. So I don't know.
That'd be interesting to hear.
I will research that. I will call him and find out.
Let us know. Give us an update on that.
But I always found it really reassuring. And the smell thing, too. I've had that happen where it's like my dad was Old Spice. But you smell that,
mm-hmm.
and it's very distinct. You know exactly who that was.
It is. And it's just like, yep, that's that. And that's one of the most, I think, one of the best identifiers of anything to really let you know who's there is the smell thing. It's amazing how that can take you to another place in time just like that. More so than sound, more so than sight. It's just like, boom. That's that's a powerful one. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go over to another letter. It says, I was in high school. My friend and I were really curious about Ouija boards. So she got one, and we started to play with it constantly. Right away, the pointer would start moving, and you could feel the energy coming through, which made it even more intriguing. Whatever we were talking to was, we believed, very dark. It was always having us read scary and frightful things all the time, and it became almost addictive to the point that we did not need the board anymore. We could draw the image and use whatever was available as a pointer. I told my friend that I was using these other techniques to use a Ouija board, and to come to find out, she was doing the same. I became aware that I was messing with something that I didn't understand. We decided to make some guidelines for ourselves. We would not use it in an enclosed area, i.e. houses, cars, things to that nature. We also concluded that using anything but the board was probably a bad idea, so we'd only use the board to talk to whoever it was. We believed it was the same spirit every time. One night, we had some other friends over, and I asked if they had ever played before, and everyone was interested. So naturally, we started to play with the board. We went outside to the backyard, and immediately, it started working. But this time, it had us chanting in some other language I was not familiar with. And I started to realize that I had taken things too far and that I needed to take a break or end this obsession that I had developed. It was immediately after that that I could no longer sleep in my room. I don't know why it was my room specifically, but it was, and I would feel a heaviness that I had never experienced before. But that was only the beginning. I started to experience the covers being taken off of me to a whisper that I needed to finish. I could only assume that the finish was referring to the chanting that we started in the backyard. My brother started to notice that I would only sleep in the living room, where nothing seems to bother me at night. I eventually confessed to what had happened, and he did not judge me. And in fact, he believed that it had something to do with that nature. I was desperate to the point for a solution to my problem and asked his advice. He told me that the only way to get rid of an unwanted spirit was to say out loud that my heart belonged to God and that he was my protector, and that if I believed that, I could not be harmed. Now, for my brother, who was heavy into the goth scene at that time, and having not been raised in a very religious house, I was shocked to even hear him give me advice of this nature. Nevertheless, I went into my room, laid in my bed, and shakingly said the words quietly my brother advised me to say. It was not right away, but every night I would utter those words, and I never experienced the touching again. It took time for the heaviness I'd feel in my room to fully go away, but I was able to sleep in my room again. I'm 40 years old now, and I never touched the board again. To me, I know I invited a dark presence in, and I never really shared my story until now. It makes me nervous to type or even think the name of the entity I talked to for so long. I purposely left the name out because my experience was something very real, and I no longer want to give it power, even now, years later, because I believe it to be real. If you share with your audience that these games can be very dangerous, let them know that they should not be playing with them. And Casey, could you please play Hazard? Oh, Hazard by Richard Marx. Yeah, Hazard by Richard Marx. Let everyone know not to play with Ouija boards. Here's your long distance dedication. When I first met Mary. Remember that song? It was,
I thought you were going to like tie in Ouija board and Mary. Yeah.
Ouija board, we're playing down by the dock late at night. Didn't seem right.
Because it ain't right.
Yeah, exactly.
Just say no.
That's why, one
thing, though, and I don't know, it was some book I read when I was a kid about, like, you're never supposed to say these certain entity names out loud. And so I'm always very thankful when I, like, that, when she goes, I'm not sharing the name of the entity. Good, because I don't want to know.
We have to edit them sometimes. I never will do it, even if it's in there.
Like, just know that. I never want to know the name.
I don't either. But sometimes when I'm editing, that pisses me off because I'm like, oh, damn it. Now I had to see it. But for the most part, people are really good about that.
It's just something that just, I don't know. I find very bothersome. I don't want to know about that. Because that's so dark. Mm-hmm. Like, there's the ghost stories. There's, you know, grandpa comes to you after he died stories. And I think those are beautiful. Some ghost stories are super creepy. But, you know, a ghost story is a ghost story. There's a difference between a ghost story and a demon story.
There is.
You know what I'm saying?
There is. And I learned that because I used to have the little golden book of demon names as a kid.
Oh, don't tell me.
It was fun little illustrations, you know, with cartoon characters in there. And they were like, and this one rhymes with that. And it was great. And that's how you learn all the demon names as a kid, the little golden book. It's a very hard to find one. Every once in a while at an antique store, you can find it.
Who bought that for you as a child?
I got it.
Did your mother buy
it? It was with the Bambi one. It just kind of all came as a pack.
How did you end up with that?
Buy one, get one free at the dollar store. You know, it was just, it's like the rejected.
And they had dollar stores where you live?
The rejected golden books. That would have been the.
Yeah, so just never tell me the demon names. But I'm with her, though. I think that the Ouija board is super creepy. Nothing good. Like, have you ever had a story where people are like, yeah, so there we were at the Ouija board, and then we found out everything we needed to know about whatever it was, and it was awesome. Like, nobody says that.
1 out of 100, maybe. I can honestly say we have had 1 or 2, and probably even less than 1 out of 100, stories on the show where somebody's like, you know, I got a story about a Ouija board and it all ended up good. And it's like, well, you're 1 in 1,000. You are the exception. You are not the rule. The rule tends to be shit goes bad.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't want to base, you know, your choice to use a Ouija board on the exception when the rule seems to be it's pretty bad. That's why this month we've jokingly called it on the show Ouija Awareness Month in October. And the more you know.
And you know those people who have the happy, like, yeah, my Ouija board story is awesome. Like, they weren't doing it right or something. They had the Monopoly board out. They were high. It wasn't a Ouija board. There's, you know, because nobody has a happy Ouija board.
No, it doesn't end well. But it's amazing how these things are still marketed the way they are. And they must sell. I saw there was the Stranger Things Ouija board the other day at a toy store. I was like, yeah, I don't think we're going to be getting it's like right next to like Monopoly, you know, and the kids, if you don't know about it,
Harper would be like, Daddy,
let's talk to the dead.
This is an awesome idea.
Yeah, she'll get one for Christmas. It's one of those things. If it, like, it ever landed in our house, Jen would be like throwing it in the fireplace immediately. It's like, honey, that's a gas. It's a gas fireplace. You can't throw I don't care. Yeah, it would. It would be gone very quickly. And for good reason. I would never really want one either. It is funny to see some of the stuff that people make out of or make into Ouija boards now. I've seen some really interesting coffee tables where it's like it is the coffee table and some other kind of fun, spooky, Halloween-y type things. Right when we first started doing the show, Jen didn't know a whole lot about Ouija boards or what can go on with them. And she was, you know, because she's always into to home decor and everything. And she's like, wouldn't it be fun to like kind of get a black wreath and put a Ouija board in it? And that would look really good for Halloween. And I said, yeah, that would look really cool and creepy, but I don't want a Ouija board. Why? I'm like, why don't you come do this show with me for a couple years?
And, well, hang it on the front door.
Needless to say, that was a craft that was never created. So there you go. That's going to wrap up the program for today. Thank you guys for listening. We greatly appreciate the support. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an EPP, extra podcast person at our website, ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month. Get access to all the bonus episodes of the show, advanced episodes of the show. As we make them, we post them. Exclusive video content, a whole lot more. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com. Get your spirit flask if you sign up for a yearly membership. That's an extra perk there for you. So check it out, ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol Hughes, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.